doctor, give me the news. I got paralyzed during our Oz and Ooze.
This is Doctor, Doctor. These are real but bizarre medical stories. And I'm looking at a picture of a woman in a wheelchair right now. Right. And she has a huge, this woman has a huge smile on her face. This woman in this wheelchair. And she's still smiling, apparently, about something that happened some time ago. She was having sex with her husband.
And, pregnant at the time.
Yeah, pregnant at the time. And as she was having the big O, she lost all feeling. She became paralyzed. And she has not recovered. She is still paralyzed. This happened during sex.
In the middle of the throes of passion.
Yes. She had what's being called as a thunderclap headache in the middle of the sex. But it was in the middle of the big O when it happened to her. And she was paralyzed at the she was pregnant at the time. The child is fine. In fact, the child's in the picture. She and the child and the husband are all smiling. This was a few years ago. It was in, I think it was 2012 when this happened. This woman was 43 years old.
At least her face didn't get frozen in that face. You know what I mean?
Right.
That face. She's got a nice smile going right now. But had things, like, stopped in the middle of that face.
Well, I don't think her face is frozen. I don't think, like her she's paralyzed on the left-hand side of her body, I guess. I don't know that her face is frozen. But she and her husband are now trying to educate the public about post-orgasm head pain. Nobody talks about it, and they want to raise the awareness of the post-orgasm headache.
If only she'd had a headache beforehand, like with the normal excuse, this never would have happened.
No, it wouldn't have happened. But again, she and her husband were in the middle of the deal. They hit the climax, then she gets hit as she is in ecstasy. She then gets hit with the agony of a thunderclap headache. And all of a sudden, she's locked up. She's paralyzed.
I mean, think about, like, if you've ever had a cramp or, like, your foot, you know, like something like you get, like, a cramp in your foot or your leg or something in the middle of that. That's crazy enough.
Yeah,
so, but this stopped everything.
So it stops everything. So, you know, the husband then has to assess the situation. Did I do something really, really good here? Or, you know, because you're thinking, wow,
turned in an all-star performance.
This was so good. She is complete. She's numb. She can't move. And then he realizes, all right, this is something a little more than that. So he calls 911, and they take her to the hospital.
I'm sure they didn't believe that story.
Yeah. They put her in a coma, and 6 days later, she comes out of the coma, finds out that her baby is fine. 3 months later, she gives birth to the child, and again, the child is fine now. Kid's 5 years old, and but she is in a wheelchair.
5 years later.
Yeah, 5 years after the fact, and still, you know. So anyways, she and her husband would like everybody to know about the thunder, what is called the thunderclap headache, which can occur, apparently, during the big O. Now, the thunderclap headache, it says, will strike suddenly and severely, can be accompanied by nausea, vomiting, and a loss of consciousness, and lasts up to 10 days. According to the Mayo Clinic, headaches can occur during sex, just before or during an orgasm. So if you have a headache during the big O, that might not be
That's
a good,
not good.
That
That's
might
a
not
good,
be
a, not a good sign.
That might not be a good thing. No. She is posing here in this picture with her husband, and again, she's talking, she's going around, they're touring, and they're telling people about these headaches. She's got a big smile on her face.
How did you end up in the wheelchair? Oh, my husband and I were having sex.
Right. Yeah, so she has kind of a pleasant story to tell about how she wound up in a wheelchair, yet she's still in a wheelchair. part of me believes, in fact, a lot of me believes that this guy, you know, when he gets around his friends.
He's at the pint. He's having a pint at the pub.
Yeah. That there's a little braggadocio going on.
Yeah. Walking funny.
Yeah.
She's not even walking.
Yeah. I tell you how I do things. And there's probably a few women who are curious about this guy, too. Don't you think? They're probably point and giggle at him. Like,
that's the guy that did it.
That's the guy that's got the game right there. And there's probably some that try. They try to get around him, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
Try to see. They probably, you know.
I'm sure.
With moth to the flame.
I'd like to be pushed to the edge, too.
Doctor, give me the news. I got paralyzed during our awesome news.
That's a tough way to go. The agony and the ecstasy.
Tony Allen is his name, ladies. If you ever see him in a bar telling a story about what he did and how good he is, it's true. His name is Tony Allen.